The ancient Greeks understood that the liver was one of the most incredible organs humans possess when they wrote the cautionary tale of Zeus's punishment of Prometheus, in which poor Prometheus was tied to a rock where an eagle would eat his liver every day. But overnight, it would regenerate and grow back, allowing his punishment to continue day after day. Now, in real life, the liver doesn't regenerate quite that quickly, but it is true that it has the ability to grow back and heal itself remarkably well. Georgia Mills spoke to liver scientist Avinash Kalsotra from the University of Illinois about how and why the liver has this incredible skill.
The liver is one of those organs that has remarkable ability to regenerate, which is very nice for us because we are being exposed to many different toxins and harmful things throughout our lives. And when the liver tries to get rid of them or metabolize them, some of those liver cells die doing that. So it's nice that it has this ability to self-repair, if you will. So it is fascinating for many scientists in the field to understand how the liver cells do that. If you compare liver to other tissues in our body that can regenerate, such as our skin cells or the cells of our intestines, they go through a normal cycle where the stem cells in these organs give rise to new cells which can replace the old dead cells. On the other hand, the liver, they don't have any stem cells. So the existing fully differentiated cells of the liver, which are called hepatocytes, they are normally dormant. They're not dividing. Now, if there is an injury to the liver, these cells can re-enter the cell cycle and start to divide and give rise to new cells. So the regenerative response in the liver is injury-induced. So you can imagine when the liver cells can get injured due to certain medicines that are toxic to the liver, such as aspirin or acetaminophen, or excessive use of alcohol. So when that happens, some of our liver cells that get injured release signals for other fully mature liver cells to re-enter the cell cycle, divide, and give rise to a new part of the liver. In fact, you can cut 70% of the liver, and then the 30% leftover can bounce back and give rise to a fully functional, the same size liver that we started with.
That's crazy. How does it know how to get back to the original size?
That is a question that many scientists in the field are trying to answer. How does it know when to stop growing? One thing that is for sure is that there is a constant ratio of liver to the body size. For instance, a larger person has a larger liver compared to a smaller person. So somehow the ratio of liver to body is maintained very, very tightly. So people have been trying to understand what molecular pathways may be controlling the size of our internal organs, including the liver. And one pathway that has gotten a lot of attention in the past maybe 10 or 15 years is this pathway called the hippo signaling pathway. Hippo signaling pathway kind of controls how large an organ gets. One thing we have recently discovered is that the mature adult liver cells, when they have to re-enter the cell cycle and turn on the cell cycle program to regenerate, they remodel themselves in a way that they phenotypically look very much like fetal liver cells. And they are able to do that by reprogramming their gene expression in a way which mimics what is happening in a neonatal or a fetal liver. Multiple mechanisms control that, including the hippo signaling pathway.
Right, so it turns it into baby liver cells.
Yes, baby liver cells. And the idea is that these baby liver cells are much more capable of dividing and giving new cells. But then you can imagine these baby-like cells have to mature again so that you can actually have the liver function. So this back and forth where the adult liver cells go back in time and become more baby-like, and then after they have divided and given rise to new cells, they have to go back to the adult state. So this back and forth is highly regulated and has to occur very precisely. Now, what happens with the conditions of liver disease or conditions where the liver fails to regenerate anymore is that either the adult cells are defective in going back to that baby-like state, or they get stuck in the baby-like state and are unable to return back to the adult state. Both of those conditions, as you can imagine, are not good. So if we understand what are those signals that are stopping the liver from regenerating? Maybe we can circumvent around those. So those are areas of research that are really hot right now, and many people around the world are trying to figure out what those signals are.
Right. And why is the liver so good at regenerating compared to all of us? Why can't all of us do this? Why is it just the liver?
There are many species that can regenerate their muscles, their tails, their hearts. Some of them can regenerate their whole bodies. But as we evolved, somehow we lost the ability to regenerate most of our tissues except for the liver. And maybe the liver is such a fundamental organ for us and gets damaged, you know, all the time, that we wouldn't be able to survive without having the ability to regenerate. So somehow that property of regeneration has been kept alive for the liver. But people are trying to understand, if we know how the liver regenerates, maybe we can use the same techniques or the same methodologies that the liver cells uses for other cells, such as the heart or our brains.
That was Avinash Kalsotra from the University of Illinois School of Molecular and Cellular Biology, speaking to Georgia Mills.